Wrigley Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here is the nation's top disc jockey with music on records, Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Mr. Joyce. Good morning, everyone. This is Howard Miller from Chicago, and what a great thrill we're going to have today for you, because we're going to visit the summer home of Miss Mindy Carson, one of show business's greatest personalities, and of course, one of the record industry's top gal singers. Mindy is rather enjoying the summer outside of the heat and tumult of New York City in the summer home in Bedford Village. She's there at least with one of the youngsters, and so we'll introduce Mindy and her top-selling record for Columbia very shortly. But right now, we'll put the show on the road by listening to one of the top sellers across the nation done by a boy singer. You met him the other day via the Wrigley Spearmint Gum Show on this program when you were first introduced to Mr. Pap Boone. And here's his big seller called Ain't It a Shame.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that you said we'll part, ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Farewell, goodbye, although
that's a real rouser, isn't it? That's Pap Boone, the Tennessee boy with a great number on Dot called Ain't That a Shame. You know, chewing gum is just plain good, real American fun. It's an enjoyable way to relax. And I'm going to be honest with you. There are a lot of good things to chew, but I think the best is Wrigley Spearmint. Just as fresh as the cool waters of a mountain stream in Colorado. Just as relaxing as a siesta under the oak tree. And just as friendly, usually, as Mom and Pop. So you try it. You try chewing Wrigley Spearmint and see how refreshing it can be. And I honestly think you'll like Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum the very best. Well, let's take that trip now via the magic of CBS Radio and go all the way to Bedford Village in New York, just outside of the tumult of the big city, Manhattan, where there in the splendid and luxury and the surroundings of the quiet of countryside is Miss Mindy Carson. Hello, Mindy.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
How's everything in Bedford Village?
Very nice and calm, thank you.
Well, you say, how am I? I'm very warm because we are now experiencing the 12th consecutive day of temperatures well above 95 degrees in the so-called Windy City here. Is it pretty hot there, too?
Well, I tell you, it's been miserable. They tell me it's been miserable in New York. I've been very fortunate. I haven't had to go into the city.
Yes. Mindy, how far are you from Manhattan?
Oh, I would say about 30 miles north of Manhattan. We're in the, what I call the reservoir area, you know, where the Mount Kisco, and all the reservoirs here that feed the water to New York.
Oh, I see. So you're actually up well above sea level there, well above the altitude of New York City proper, huh?
Yes, and it's much cooler up here, Howard, besides which this is a great big old stone house, and it's always a good 10 degrees cooler indoors than it is outside.
It sounds like a plot from a novel, a great novel, because your place is called The Grange, isn't it?
Yes, and I tell you vaguely what it looks like. If you've ever read The House of the Seven Gables, this is it.
Really? Do you own it or do you rent it for the summer, Mindy?
No, I rent it for the summer.
How long have you been going up there?
Oh, let's see, about 4 years now. And actually, it's quite a little hopping community because every summer except this past summer, I live right across the way from Tallulah Bankhead.
Oh?
And she's always been here, except this year she's in California, so it's rather quiet around here.
Yes. Mindy, in fairness to your mate, I think we best say right here and now that you were married to one of America's outstanding music men, a song publisher by the name of Mr. Eddie Joy. And that makes you, of course, Mrs. Joy when you're not, of course, the professional Mindy Carson, a great star of records and on stage of theaters and nightclubs. Just how active have you been in the last 3 or 4 summer months? Have you contented yourself with remaining there rather than go out on the road?
I've restricted it only to television, mostly, Howard. I haven't gone out of town at all.
Yes. And on Sunday, of course, you're going to be on Mr. Sullivan's great Sunday night show on CBS.
Yes, that's right. And I think one of the interesting things about that, too, it's going to be not far from where I am. It's coming from the new Shakespearean Theater here in Stratford, Connecticut.
Is that a theater in the round?
Yes, it's the first Shakespearean theater we've ever had in the United States.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it open air or is it enclosed?
Well, I'm not quite sure which it is. I haven't seen it yet.
Yes. What is the purpose of emanating the show from there, Mindy? Some reason?
Well, I would imagine the reason is kind of like in Ed Sullivan First. Nobody else has been there, so I guess Ed wants to be there first.
Well, we got to Bedford Village before he did.
You sure did.
Now, Mindy, talking music, just very briefly, you've been with Columbia for how long, Columbia Records?
Oh, I think it's been about 3 years now.
Yes, and in that time, of course, you've racked up some tremendous sellers. I had dinner with a great friend of yours, boss man Mitch Miller last night. He was here in Chicago doing a record session with Mahalia Jackson.
Oh, how wonderful.
Guy's a great artist at getting the most out of a singer, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
And a sweet man. Mindy, is the youngster there?
Yes, she's standing right next to me. This is my oldest one.
May we have a word or two?
I'll see if she wants to talk.
Hold on
a sec. Honey, would you like to say hello to Howard Miller? She said no.
No, she wouldn't like to say hello. Well, someday when she's old enough to make records, she'll talk to me.
I'm sure she would.
What's her name, Jody?
Her name is Jody, and she's not 4 yet, so I guess she's still a little on the shy side.
Well, I find that when they get to be 18 is when they don't want to talk to me, Mindy. At 4, they shouldn't be afraid. Now, Mindy, you've got just the one youngster. I thought you had 2.
Well, I have, but I tell you, the other youngster is not 2. And so she's outside. I was afraid if she was in this room, she'd make so much noise, you'd never hear me.
Oh, well, she's still almost in the crying stage. How close are you to water so the kids can do a little swimming, particularly Jody?
Oh, well, we have a lake that's only, I would say, in measuring city blocks, it's about 2 city blocks away.
Uh-huh.
We have a lake right down the road.
Yes. Mindy, where do you live in New York City? I don't want you to give me the specific address, but, I mean, do you live in Manhattan or do you live...
I live in Manhattan, Howard, and by the way, I haven't been able to tell you yet, I just bought a house in New York.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I bought a beautiful white stone house.
How are you going to do it? You know, our ladies who listen to us in the morning and chew Wrigley Spearmint gum, they get real excited when one of you celebrities tell us about the decor of your home. How are you going to plan yours?
Well, ours is going to be kind of contemporary modern, I would say. And it's a 5-story house, and it's got an elevator in it, and it's just beautiful.
Well, will you have enough room? How many rooms is that, Mindy? 5 stories.
Well, there are 2 and 3 rooms on each floor, depending upon which floor you go on. So it's quite large, and it certainly is big enough just in case we ever have any more children, I'll have some place to put them. You know, I'm getting tired of having my children sleep in the bar, and this has been the case with every one of them.
Well, I tell you that from that description, I would say don't tell Ed Sullivan about it, or he'll score another first. You'll have it up in the 5th floor of your new home. Mindy, I'm terribly excited for you on this particular record. Of course, you know what it feels like to have hits because you've had a lot of them, but it seems to me that this is one of the most exciting records you've ever made for the Columbia Record Company, this Wake the Town and Tell the People. How did you happen to find the material?
Well, actually, Eddie publishes the song, Howard.
So he found it?
Yes, he found it.
And why did he think it would be good for you, Mindy? Did he just base it on the fact that it was a good song, or did he hear a quality in your voice that lent itself well to this lyric?
No, he based it on the fact that it was a good song. He knew offhand, he knew immediately that I would be able to do a good job on it, because Eddie is always under the assumption that if the song is basically good, Anybody can really do it and do a good job on it and therefore stand a chance of getting a hit.
Yes, I wouldn't contradict his philosophy because he knows far more about music than I'll ever know, but it seems to me that it would be selected for you because it's a happy song and you basically are a very happy singer.
Well, you may have
that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Let's listen to it and see if the world doesn't agree, because most of the world, I think, is listening right now as Mindy Carson sings her new Columbia record, Wake the Town and Tell the People.
That we're so in love. Let's begin the celebration. Let's declare a holiday. Send a wedding invitation to the neighbors right away. When you are close to me and my with delight, I want the world to see heaven in my arms tonight.
Shout it from the highest people, ring the bells the whole night through, wake the town and tell the people,
tell them I'm in love.
You know, when you have a wonderful voice and a wonderful talent, and then it belongs to a wonderful wife and mother, I think that there you have all the qualities for a deserving person, and that would be Miss Mindy Carson, who is still there, I hope, at Bedford Village, her summer home just outside of New York City. Mindy, that's a beautiful song.
Thank you, Howard. I'm glad you like it.
And I want to take this opportunity now of sending my best wishes to your good husband who is over in England with Guy Mitchell, isn't he?
Yes, that's right.
You give Eddie my best love when you talk to him transatlantic. Don't talk too long. It's expensive. And thanks an awful lot for your taking a busy time. I suppose you're probably sitting around there in shorts and drinking cool drinks and playing
with Jody. I sure am. As a matter of fact, I've been feeding your Columbia man here ice-cold ginger ale.
Oh, Mace?
Yes, to keep him cool.
He's one of my favorite engineers. Mindy, thank you very, very much, and we'll be checking in with you real soon again.
Please come and visit us, Howard.
All right, dear, I'll try.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening, everyone across the nation. This is Howard Miller from Chicago, hoping tonight you'll try Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Believe me, there's nothing more refreshing. Bye-bye for now.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller Monday at the same time when his guest will be Jack Webb from Lambert Field Airport in St. Louis, Missouri. This is the CBS Radio Network.